This is Colorado Matters from KCFR News. I'm Dan Myers in for Ryan Warner. As fall approaches, recreational coaches across America are reminding parents to get their kids signed up for a variety of sports. It's a time when coaches send a flurry of emails about practice times, game schedules, team rosters. Parents are trying to coordinate those schedules, and the kids are too. And that can be a headache, especially when lives in general are so busy. Well, now a Boulder-based company is trying to help people get organized. The company's called TeamSnap. It allows participants to communicate with each other via email and text. It sends reminders. It helps folks figure out who's bringing the beverages. TeamSnap claims 17,000 teams so far, and it's one of several companies trying to harness technology to make things easier for group activities. TeamSnap officially launched in June. I spoke with CEO Dave DuPont. He says sports teams are important for his company, but that there's more to it than that.
This website is for anybody who's trying to organize or benefit from the organization of an activity of any sort that continues on over time.
Not just sports.
Not just sports. It could be a prayer group. It can be a book group. The list of activities is in the hundreds, so it's very broad-ranging.
Your website mentions yodeling clowns. Really?
Yes, and cheese rolling, and the list of activities is in the hundreds. And I'll tell you, some of them, when you look at the names of the organizations, because for non-sports activities, we don't always know what the activity is. We can only just look at the name of the team or the group. And I'm not sure I want to know all the activities, actually. Some of them have very odd names.
Yeah.
And
yodeling clowns?
Yeah, other than yodeling clowns. Yeah, there's some of the ones that stick in my mind are the death bikers, the cheese fanatics. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You'd be surprised.
So the death bikers could be, you know, an elementary school soccer team, or it
could be
death bikers.
Well, we know it's probably not a soccer team.
Okay.
We don't know what their activity is. We see a lot of reunions.
Yeah.
And same thing. People need to organize people to get together for a series of events. So we excel in that.
Okay. Well, how did you come up with this idea? Were you a harried soccer dad or something?
I have to give the credit where credit is due. There's a guy named Matt Triplett who played basketball and, like many of us who are involved in sports, found it difficult to organize his basketball team.
And this team was just a pickup game? What was it?
It was a rec
yeah.
basketball
okay.
team. So kind of like a YMCA kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he needed something. He designed this application, and everyone who was involved loved it, and they asked to use it for other things. His relatives also got wind of it, and next thing you know, he had tens of thousands of users.
Wow. And, yeah. and do you use it?
I use it, yeah. Yes, yes.
So describe your use of it.
Okay. So first of all, for me to describe it, I have to tell you, what does this thing do anyway? I've used the term manage or coordinate activities. What it really does is it keeps track of schedules, the members of the team. It allows you to know who owes the team money. It can keep track of who's supposed to bring refreshments. It allows people to upload photos so they can share them, and a whole lot of other kinds of activities like that. So in our case, we used it for a lacrosse team, my son's lacrosse team. And it allowed us to keep track of those kinds of things for the lacrosse team.
And you've said that it's it will help anybody organize anything, but sports seems to be a core group.
Right. Here. Sports in our society is one of the most common activities. In other countries, it might be different, but especially in the United States, sports is a big deal. And it is also a source of frustration for many people, and particularly parents. About two-thirds of those engaged in sports are children, are under the age of 18. So that turns out to be a sweet spot for our application. And within youth sports, actually, it's certain ones that you could identify that you would expect. Soccer's number one, baseball's number two, softball's number three.
All right, so if I'm the parent of
right.
a soccer-playing, field hockey-playing
right.
young woman,
right.
Then what's my interaction with your
okay.
product? How do I experience it?
Great question. So there are two levels of interaction, really. There are managers and coaches who use the service to put together the schedule, to lay out the roster, and then there is the group of participants, and if it's a youth sport, the parents. And they receive communication and interact also with the service. They're not putting together the schedule. They're simply getting messages that the game's tomorrow, or the practice has been moved to this date or this place, or they're supposed to bring refreshments, or they owe the team $10. They receive email or text communication depending on their preference, or both.
How much does the service cost?
The service is what we refer to as a freemium model in the industry. Freemium means that you can get a base level of features that do a lot of what I describe for free. If you want some specific additional features, you pay either $6.95 or $9.95 more, depending on the services that you want.
For a year?
Actually, we charge by the month.
By the month.
For the season.
Uh-huh.
So it's by team. It's not by individual. So it's very reasonable, especially if you're looking at teams with 10 or more people. You're talking about 60 cents or $1 a month per individual or per family.
Do you have competitors? Are there other companies doing
this? Yeah. I mean, one of the things I've learned over the course of my career is that if something is a good idea, no matter how smart you are, somebody else has it. So lots of smart people had the idea and have started a company to do this kind of thing, and there are literally scores of these.
It's Colorado Matters. I'm Dan Myers. We are talking today about, well, busy lives, especially when it comes to kids and sports schedules. Dave DuPont, my guest, is the CEO of TeamSnap. That's a company based in Boulder that tries to help people organize all those activities. How is this different than what's out there right now? I'm just imagining, okay, I create a page on a social network of some sort, and it's, you know, the Dragons soccer team, and
right.
I could post information there, and I could send emails and notices and all that.
Right.
So what do you do that's different than that?
So ours is more proactive. Think of it as there is an aspect of our service that provides exactly the kind of benefits you described. You can pay posts, messages, and schedules, and all those kinds of things. The thing that's different is the automation of communication and also other kinds of services. The coach puts together the schedule, and then based on people's preferences, they've identified, I want to be notified about the next practice 2 days ahead, and please do it by phone and by text. That's an additional layer of functionality. And another example of taking kind of that social networking concept one step further is our participation tool. So we have a tool that allows the coach or the manager of the team to know who's showing up and who's not. Facebook and social networking services are not set up to do that.
How many customers do you have?
Right now, I just looked at it this morning. It changes. We're growing rapidly. So we have 17,000 teams and 124,000 users.
Not just in Colorado, obviously.
Not just in Colorado. And in fact, it's interesting. We're in 80 countries. We're managing things I've never heard of before, even sports. Like, have you ever heard of Ki Ōrahi?
I lettered in that in college as it happened.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
You probably wouldn't have lettered it in unless you lived in Auckland. It's a New Zealand version of Australian rules football. There are six teams using us for that. So we're all over the place.
Do you have a concern about, had a problem with people using this site for illegal purposes, organizing an illegal or what some people might refer to as immoral activity?
Yes and no. Yes, I am concerned about, and this goes back to a bit of an altruistic bent we have as a company. We're trying to make people's lives easier, and we are also very interested in protecting people. That's something that you have to take seriously when you are dealing with children's activities. So one of the things I worry quite a bit about, and it's not just worry idly, we are doing something about it. We are putting in place safeguards that make sure that in the organization of activities and in the communication of information, we're not endangering children. We're not allowing some predator to find out that there is a girls' soccer team that plays at this place at this time, for instance. So that is something that I am quite concerned about. What I'm less concerned about is I'm sure that there are activities being organized that I probably wouldn't want to know about, that I probably wouldn't engage in myself. But that isn't affecting anybody else that's using the tool. And I guess there's really not a lot I can do about that.
We're all we're all busy. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if this is your company's way of trying to get in there and solve that problem for some people.
We are providing, at the end of the day, a solution to a problem. The problem is that many people's lives are overly busy, and we provide a way to essentially make them more productive in their personal lives so that they can spend more time engaging in the activity as opposed to organizing the activity. That's what we do. Now, I think personally that this issue has become more of an issue, more prevalent recently. If I think about, I'm old enough to remember that when I was a kid, I didn't have three different organized activities per day. That was just not the case. I mean, we would have the football game in the fall in the neighborhood, and everybody that was interested in playing would show up. We're just, for better or worse, we're not in that world for the most part today. People have music lessons and piano lessons and, you know, soccer games and Latin lessons, for all I know. They've got all kinds of things going on, all kinds of activities. And I think that's fine. I think there's a richness to that. But it's brought along this problem of, how do we organize all this stuff? How do we prevent ourselves from wasting time by going to the wrong place? How do I, if I'm a coach and there's been sort of a change in the schedule, how do I prevent myself from spending 2 hours phoning everybody up to let them know there's a change, and now they've got me on the phone, you know, talking about why Billy isn't playing more? How do I avoid that kind of situation? And we provide the solution.
Dave, thanks so much for talking with us.
Dan, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Dave DuPont is CEO of Boulder-based TeamSnap.